Conservatives across the country mourn Michael Reagan. By Jasmine Jordan on January 6, 2026. Michael Edward Reagan, the eldest son of President Ronald Reagan, passed away on Sunday, January 4, 2026, following a battle with cancer. His death marks the loss of a voice that for decades worked to preserve and promote the values, legacy, and character of one of America's most revered presidents. Across the conservative movement, tributes have poured in recognizing his unwavering commitment to sharing his father's ideals and inspiring younger generations to uphold them. Michael Reagan played a central role in the work of Young America's Foundation, YAF, particularly at the Reagan Ranch in Santa Barbara, California. For years, he was a fixture at student gatherings hosted at Rancho del Cielo, also known as the Western White House, serving as a powerful link between President Reagan's life and the students who sought to learn from it. Governor Scott Walker, president of Young America's Foundation, reflected deeply on Reagan's contributions, saying, "Michael Reagan was such a wonderful inspiration to so many of us. That was particularly true of the students who heard him at Young America's Foundation's programs at the Reagan Ranch, including our high school programs. He did so much more than share stories about his father. He challenged the next generation to share the values he stood for throughout his public life. He called on them to be happy warriors in the battle to uphold the founding principles of our republic." Walker also noted his personal connection to Reagan, recalling how he first listened to him during his drives to the state capitol in Madison, Wisconsin. "Years later, I got to know him personally after becoming president of Young America's Foundation. He was a fixture at our student programs in California." Michael and his family frequently returned to Rancho del Cielo for public and private events. He further shared that their last conversation took place on December 22, 2025, during which Reagan discussed his health and expressed hope for an upcoming follow-up visit. "Unfortunately for all of us, the good Lord decided to call him home sooner. That said, he and I also discussed his faith and devotion to Jesus. That should give us all comfort during this difficult time as he is with the Lord," Walker added. Andrew Coffin, YAF vice president and director of the Reagan Ranch, also paid tribute, stating, "We lost an American hero, a faithful son, and a devoted father and grandfather this week. No perspective on Ronald Reagan, though, has been more important than that of his son, Michael." Since the earliest days of this project, Michael worked alongside Young America's Foundation to share his father's legacy and ideas with new generations. Coffin emphasized Michael Reagan's unique role in connecting younger generations with the legacy of Ronald Reagan, describing how he typically served as the opening speaker at YAF's high school conferences. "Michael helped these future leaders better understand how Ronald Reagan's life at the ranch connects to his character and values," Coffin remarked. Coffin remembered Michael Reagan as a uniquely gifted communicator who preferred to speak without notes, explaining that the few times he tried to work from a script, the speeches were failures. Resembling the former president, spoke in parables. Coffin observed that vignettes from Michael's childhood helped illuminate his father's character, his faith, his love for his country, even his tax policy. Students gravitated to that same sense of authenticity that made his father such a successful leader. Michael Reagan's public influence extended beyond YAF and talk radio. As president of the Reagan Legacy Foundation, he was a prominent conservative voice defending and advancing his father's philosophy. In a 2024 exclusive with Breitbart News, Reagan expressed strong support for Donald Trump, arguing that the former president was not stepping on Ronald Reagan's legacy, but that America once again needed a strong leader to right the ship. He asserted, "Trump's not stepping on my father. My father had his time and fixed it. We had to fix it again. And we need another strong leader. And thank goodness for Donald Trump." Reagan also credited Trump with breaking and rebuilding the Republican Party in a new image, with new people, and underscored the importance of remaining vigilant, warning that the left is not relaxing. Following news of his passing, a wide range of conservative voices expressed their condolences. Daily Wire political reporter Cameron Arcon wrote, "Terrible news. Many of us remember his talks at YAF. He will be missed." Commentator Mary Walter described Reagan as a gentleman and a very kind soul, recalling their weekly conversations and the late-night texts he would send, forgetting the time difference. Vince Coglianese, editorial director at the Daily Caller, noted, "Good man, and radio host." I had the honor of interviewing him years ago. Praying for him and the family. Floyd Brown, a former radio host and author, commented, "Michael was the greatest advocate for saving the ranch from being sold to developers. He was instrumental in the preservation of his father's beloved ranch." Guy Benson of Fox News said, "Oh gosh. What a nice, vibrant guy. R.I.P. YALF Chief Communications Officer Spencer Brown affirmed, "Michael Reagan was a great man who ensured generations of YALF students understood who Ronald Reagan really was. His impact, stories, warm heart, and quick wit will long be remembered." Gabriella Hoffman, Independent Women's Forum Center for Energy and Conservation Director, shared, "Very sad to learn of that Reagan world's passing. I met him when I was a YALF student activist many moons ago. I'm forever grateful to Mr. Reagan's dad, President Ronald Reagan, for allowing my parents, Soviet escapees, to settle in America. R.I.P., sir." Journalist Katie Pavlich stated, "Crushed to hear the news of Michael Reagan's passing. What a life he led, and always with a huge smile. R.I.P. to one of the best." Daniel DiMartino, founder of the Dissident Project, wrote, "Rest in peace, Michael. Thank you for all you did to educate young Americans." Corey Uden of the California Republican Party added, "Rest in peace at Reagan World. It was an honor to meet you last year." Michael Reagan is survived by his wife Colleen, son Cameron, and daughter Ashley. As Andrew Coffin concluded in his tribute, "Michael, you haven't just been marking time. You've made a difference. Your voice has made this country stronger and freer. And, thanks to your commitment to sharing the lessons of your father with young Americans, you are making sure that we leave her in good hands."